This is The Playbook.
Welcome to Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I am so excited to have Holger Siam here. He is the co-founder, CEO of Blinkist. Welcome to The Playbook, Holger.
Thanks for having me, David. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm really happy because, you know, anything that makes my life easier about the most important part of my journey, which is lessons and stories. You know, I believe that life is about lessons. The lessons keep on coming until we learn them. And the best way to learn lessons is through stories. And the more efficient I can be at learning the lessons, the better my life is. And I have sought out the greatest sources of education in order to help facilitate the lessons that expand my life, aggregate that expansion, and even accelerate that. And I love the quick reads and the lessons that I can learn through your company, Blinkist. You know, for you, it's been a journey of over 10 years. How important is it to have this type of bite-sized learning tool to help with the lessons that we need in order to have a greater existence?
No, it's certainly really important for me and really important for millions of users out there that use us every day. I mean, you already said you can pitch our product better than I can, but it's really, you know, we always, you know, we all are standing on the shoulder of giants. We need a little inspiration here and there. People have walked this path before us and have made those lessons. Are we certain things you, or some things you may want to learn on your own and make the mistakes on your own, but some things, there is a shortcut. You can read from someone else's experience and then don't make that mistake or advance. Or even if you still make the same mistake, having read about someone else making the same mistake, make sure you don't make that same mistake again. So for me, certainly it's important to get into the minds of the world's great thinkers through reading books, through listening to podcasts. And I certainly found that there's so much out there, it's hard to discover it all, to consume it all. And that was my problem 10 years ago. It still is, but 10 years ago, I decided with co-founders to start Blinkist to make that a little easier to tap into the world's greatest knowledge by bringing the best of nonfiction books, podcasts to a bite-sized format. And it makes it a little easier. But I will say, even with Blinkist, it's still a challenge to stay on track of everything.
And, you know, building a two-sided marketplace is not easy. Being able to have all the different titles that you have is one thing, and have it be searchable in an easy UI that allows people to find what they're looking for, which is essential. And I come from that searchability space from 1992 with Westlaw, trying to find the best case law, statutes, secondary legal materials in an efficient way, whether it was way back with Boolean language searching or an infancy of natural language searching. But without the titles, you can't get the users. And without users, it's difficult to attract the best titles or afford the best titles. How were you able to manage building such an extraordinary, robust, two-sided marketplace where you have more titles than anyone, but you also have more users than anyone as well in this type of format?
So the beauty of our model is that curation and filtering is actually one of the benefits. You know, if people wanted all the information that is out there on Blinkist, they wouldn't need Blinkist. They can just go on the web. So early on, we made, you know, a weakness. We turned a weakness into a strength. We could start with a lot of titles. So we said, look, we filtered the best titles for you. So you only have the top 50 or top 100. That's, you know, when we launched our product back in 2013, we had 100 titles in our library. And we said, well, these are the top 100 titles. So you don't need to search for the top 100. You have them here. And we ensure to add 10 per month to justify a subscription and to kind of retain the users that we would attract. And that worked. That worked quite well. People thought, well, I don't have the time to read the thousands and tens of thousands of titles out there. Blinkist gives me the top 100. That's a good start. Let's give it a try. And then we, you know, with that, we could gradually grow the library and the user base alongside.
And one of the reasons I wanted you to have on the podcast, Holger, is that I'm on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And part of the methodology is not just to help people and to have fun, but it's actually to make a lot of money. One of the biggest deterrents that I see, entrepreneurial and business deterrents, is engagement. And, you know, the productivity that exists mathematically by getting people more engaged. You know, if I'll use an American sport, but if I have a Hall of Fame quarterback on my football team, what good is he if he's hurt or sitting on the sidelines? He can't do much for my team. And I see a lot of great quarterbacks around the world that are sitting on the sidelines, not because they're injured, but because they're unhappy. It seems to me, from what I've read about your company, that there is a prioritization to make sure that your people are happy, that they're engaged, they're productive. How have you been able to institute prioritization of happiness? And has it had the impact that I feel it has on the economy of the business and the consumer base?
Yeah, so when we started Blinkist, we always wanted to start something, or we want to build something that is big and impactful, that makes a dent in the world, that has an impact. We wanted to grow a big brand. And at the same time, we all had, we all worked in corporate environments beforehand. We also thought we're not becoming entrepreneurs to just continue working in the way we had to work before in those big corporate settings. So we made it a goal. We want to be a successful business, but we also want to be a progressive business in terms of it should be fun. So one of our values, we have four company values. One of our values is have fun along the way, because building a big consumer brand, it's tough sometimes. It's not, it's not as easy. I'm sharing about the big user numbers, the big successes we have here. But if you look behind the curtains, it's a tough journey every year again to find the right users, to keep them, et cetera, et cetera. So in order to make sure we're always ready for this journey, we want to have fun along the way, and we want to make sure that. Even if we never reach that big audacious goal of having that globally known love brand that reaches millions of users every day, even if there's still some way to go to get to that goal, and even if we may never reach it, we want to make sure we had fun along the way. And we don't look back 10 years from now and say that was, just because we didn't reach the end goal, we made a mistake. We still want to be able to say, well, that was a fun journey. So I don't know what else would I have done otherwise. So that's something that is close to our hearts as founders. So we instilled that in the company. And I think most of them certainly helped us. People who have fun along the way, who feel have a purpose in what they do, can bring themselves to work every day, are more engaged, are more loyal, and work harder. I will also say it's not only shiny. Like, the more you are, there's also too much fun. You can also instill too much fun. You still need to remind people that it's still a for-profit business and that it's not a non-profit, because sometimes if purpose and fun becoming two dominant values, then people forget to keep the main thing, which is bringing customers at good acquisition costs, so we make some money as a business, because that's why we're here. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, that's why my motto is make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Yeah. It helps all the way. And you do put humans before algorithms, though. And there's been a lot of different studies about Blinkist members, even though you put the humans before the statistics or the algorithms. What are some of the statistical benefits that the Blinkist members have shown throughout the years, now that you have acquired the data? What are some of the significant things that Blinkist members have been able to provide themselves by utilization of these bite-sized informative content?
Yeah, so there's so many anecdotes. I think overall, broadly, people tell us by using Blinkist, they feel more informed. They feel they're using their the times that they would otherwise use for social media or something else that is not as meaningful or not as beneficial, they are able to use those little downtimes on their smartphones in more meaningful ways to discover new titles that they wouldn't have discovered without us, to discover new books that they then want to read or listen to in full, to be more knowledgeable. And being more knowledgeable has different means for different people. So for some Some are salespeople, consultants, you know, they can be better in conversations. They just, you know more and make a better sale, or just be a better conversation partner and a dinner party and feel better about themselves. And that makes them happier. Others, job starters, have reported they got that job interview, or they nailed their job interview because they were able to read, to get smart about how to approach a job interview, also how to think strategically about certain things in that profession. We had people, one of the things that got very close with me was like a person that struggled with anxiety, and reading titles on Blinkist helped her to overcome her anxiety. And I'm not pretending that we are, that we can replace a therapist, but it got her, it started her on a track. I think what I like to think about Blinkist as a smart companion who helps you to do the first step. And then sometimes the second or the third step is somewhere else. Sometimes you read that book in full, or you actually realize I need therapy and I'm looking for a therapist, whatever it is. But Blinkist can be the starting point, can inspire you, can give you that food for thought to go on a learning journey that then gets you to where you wanna be. And it's all these little anecdotes from people, how we've helped them by setting something of that, like that in motion, that make this really, really fun.
Yeah, there's been a high percentage, over 85% of the people that utilize Blinkist have already notated positive changes in their lives of multivariables. But it does take, I always say, more energy to get from 0 to 1 than 1 to 100. And I use Blinkist, you could steal this as a sub-marketing title since that's my specialty. But, for me, Blinkist takes me from 0 to 1, right? Yeah. It takes me from 0 to 1. And like you said, then if I need therapy or, I need future, then I go in even deeper. The other thing that it helps me, and I know over 95% of the people say the same thing that I do, that it just makes me read significantly more than I ever. And I graduated law school, and I swore to everyone, that including my mom who made me go to law school, that I was never going to read another book.
Yeah, that's what school does to us, unfortunately. Yeah,
so it has, I'm one of the over 95% that read a lot more. But the other thing that I thought was really interesting and of as great of a value of reading more, which obviously expands the brain, the lessons, the journey, of course, the positive changes that have occurred in mine and other people's lives, is my superpower. Right. I believe my superpower is I'm one of the most consistent people you'll ever meet. And so wherever I can contribute to my habit machine of creating greater habits to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of my potential, reaching my potential of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun. So many Blinkist members, they all agree like me that it just is and creates so many more habits, better progress, better aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of what I want in my life. Have you seen Absolutely. That to hold true about building habits as well?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's definitely true for a big segment of our user base that finds it easier. Since Blinkist is a little healthy snack, you can flexibly fit in between. It's easier to make it a habit because you will always have these 10, 15 minutes in between. But you may not always have this 1 hour or 2 hours to pick up a book or engage with more long form content. So our product lends itself very well to habitual usage. So a lot of users, I have established a habit with Blinkist and through Blinkist a habit with reading and lifelong learning. And then also personal development, productivity is a really strong category within Blinkist. So we have books like Atomic Habits, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, all that stuff. So also we have a lot of people engaging with these titles, learning around what you just said, that it's important that, one step at a time. If you build a habit 5 minutes a day, have a compounding impact over a year or just a couple of months. So also these little inspirations inspire a lot of users to then also develop healthier habits outside of Blinkist. And that's, we see that a lot. We get that a lot anecdotally.
And just finally, the idea of entrepreneurs saving the world. I believe that it'll be the entrepreneurs, as always, that will figure out the mechanisms to fill the hole in our atmosphere, to figure out how to make plastic into food or energy. So it's truly, I look for companies like Blinkist that really facilitate helping others and other entrepreneurs. And if you use an analogy of a mountain, you know, the people that are ahead of us to give us directions to how to get to the base camp ahead of us and encourage us is at the core of value of Blinkist, that we're able to find the James Clears of the world and the Coveys of the world and the Napoleon Hills of the world, but we don't have to spend days, weeks, months, and years studying it. We can take the biggest takeaways and lessons and help us get to the next level. The direct positive impact that it has on entrepreneurship and fostering that to save the world by leveraging all the great lessons of the past to the issues that present themselves in our future. Do you see a direct correlation of empowering entrepreneurs with these bite-sized lessons in order to facilitate and foster entrepreneurship worldwide?
Yes, we see. I mean, I don't have statistics here that prove this in a scientific way, but entrepreneurs, either existing entrepreneurs or people who consider becoming entrepreneurs, are one of our biggest segments. If we you know, slice our users by profession or dream profession, entrepreneurs is among the top ones. So because obviously as an entrepreneur or to be entrepreneur, as you said, you can't do that alone. It's a tough and it's a long journey. You need to stand on the shoulder of giants, and you need to read a lot of get inspiration from others. And if we can play a small part in that, whenever I hear those stories from users, I'm really humbled. I think that's as you said, it's great to have such a big impact sometimes, to set something small in motion that eventually leads to something that big. And it's really, you know, my own experience from starting Blinkist. I hadn't started the company before, and certainly didn't have a clue about the mountain that I was going to climb. I learned it's really just, you know, you climb every mountain step by step. And that's also how the others did it. And just seeing others that are at the summit, you know, there is a path. And then you read those books and you see, oh, here's a step I have to take, and here's a step I have to take. And then you start taking these steps, and eventually you are at the base camp and realize, oh, how did I get here? I didn't even have a plan to come to the base camp, but now I'm here. And it was just a series of steps, and that's easy. I can take a step forward, and then I can take another step forward. And it's really fulfilling to see that we play a small part in empowering that.
Yeah, when people ask me how I got to where I am, I always say I read books and help people. And if you want to be more efficient in reading books and helping people, if you want to get from 0 to 1 or 1 to 100, if you want to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, you definitely want to be a member of Blinkist. Holger Syme, co-founder and CEO of Blinkist, thank you so much for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.